got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? Is it going to rain today, Hake?
Supposed to, yes.
Oh, Lord. It's a rainy week in L.A., and I feel like it's raining all over the world. What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can get involved right now. Right now, by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, why does violence happen? This is an amazing question, really, for those men and women who want to overcome. And for the rest of you, stay in your misery. It's not for you. It's okay. It's okay. You can stay in your hell, okay? Hide your little hell. But for those who want to overcome, know thyself. And you're going to be amazed at what you find that you didn't know. You're blinder than you realize. A bat. Why does violence happen? To have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk, or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show as it is happening here, the program, you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone. You still can listen as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/. Oh, I read that. I said that already. My bad. But what I didn't say, it's Thursday. And every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers. Bible Thumper! Every Thursday. And the Bible Thumper need a little bit more time, so at least on Thursday, we can let them go on and on code description for a minute longer. But every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready?
feel your pain.
Are you ready?
Hey, when you were going to a white church, did y'all carry on like that?
No, of course not. Although there was another church that we went to for some event, and it was not quite like that, but it was weird.
And it was white, a white church?
Yeah.
And the white people carrying on like that?
Not like that, but they were like, oh, just shouting randomly throughout the auditorium.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like the Holy Spirit was got a hold of them or something.
Yeah, it was the Holy, all right, but it wasn't the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
It was unholy Spirit.
That's what it seemed like to me back then as well.
Amazing. Amazing. So, yesterday was Lent. And every year I forget what Lent means. And then I see the people on the TV with a black mark on their forehead looking just as silly. And so yesterday I saw, at least I watched one show, maybe two new show. And the hosts have Lent on this black stuff on their head looking just as silly. I'm like, what the? And because they were white, the Lent stuff just really showed up. I'm like, what the? And so I wanted to understand what, and I'm going to forget about it as soon as this thing is over, but I wanted to understand what it meant. And my producer got me a soundbite of somebody explaining it. And I thought it was one day thing, but my producer told me he think it was 40 days, the Lent thing. Can you imagine wearing this stuff on your head for 40 days and 40 nights? Isn't it going to be like Jerry Curl juice? It's going to get on your pillows. The black is going to come out on the pillows. But I wonder, for those who don't know, you know what I mean? Hey, the Lent, me.
Vaguely.
Okay, tell me.
So I looked it up on the internet, too.
Oh, on AI.
Yep.
AI don't know what it's talking about.
How do you know?
Because it's just a computer.
Computers know.
Only what somebody put into it.
Lent is the time period from Ash Wednesday through Holy Thursday. So Ash Wednesday isn't every single day.
It's not.
Ash Wednesday is just the first day.
And so they only have to wear the Lent for one day?
They only have to wear the ashes on their forehead the first day.
So I'm not going to see them in it today?
That's right.
Oh, thank God.
And Holy Thursday, I think, is the day before Good Friday. I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Tomorrow is Good Friday?
No, it's 40 days, Jesse.
Oh. So, like, Lent start yesterday. But it's going to go on for 40 days.
It goes from now until basically Easter time.
Oh.
You know how we have Palm Sunday? Palm Sunday happens during Lent. Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. Over in May, March or April, we have Easter. Lent leads up to Easter.
Oh. I never celebrated no Lent leading up to Easter. When I got up, it was Sunday morning, Easter.
Right. And you had candy and hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
Died.
And couldn't wait to go to church and then for the meeting to be over so I could go outside and find some eggs.
I only liked the eggs that had candy in them.
You didn't like the one that has eggs?
Right.
That's no fun, Hank.
It is for me.
The Pope wouldn't let Anchor Baby go out and look for eggs.
He had to stay home. He was grounded for Lent.
The Pope saw evil in him. No supper, no breaking of the bread for you, buddy. Well, anyway, this is from Fox and Friends. Michael knows. Oh, no, this is not about the Lent. Let me see here. Okay. Before I get to the Lent situation, I mentioned yesterday that a lot of, it's being reported that a lot of Generation Z men and upper middle class Americans are returning to faith. I wonder why they call it faith. They're returning to faith. And yesterday I mentioned that, and I'm saying, I mentioned that, and I'm wondering why, but Michael explained why on Fox and Friends. Watch this.
As St. Augustine says, a man's heart is never at peace until it finds its rest in God. So the new atheists tried to take everybody away from religion for about 20 years, but ultimately they've failed. Their answers were found lacking, and young people want the truth. And not only that, but they're looking around and they're realizing that society sure seemed to work a lot better when everybody believed in God.
Yeah, so when you look at the data, it is quite interesting. You see the people with college degrees, there being an impact about that, people that are in Gen Z, but you also see it with young men as well.
Yes, I think the college degrees part is what's really messing with people's heads, because there's this caricature right. that the religious people are kind of dumb, you know, and all the smart people are atheists. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Throughout history, the most intelligent and educated people almost universally have believed in God.
Amazing. It's true that over the last, maybe even longer than 20 years, that the children of the lie have desperately worked and are working to keep people away from even hearing about God in the schools, in the playgrounds, at the churches, and everywhere, even up there in politics and government. Normally, they would pray and pledge allegiance before they start the meetings and things. Either they stop that or they're fighting against that. So, it's good. I'd rather have the people returning to religion than none at all, because at least they would think twice before they beat you over the head or something, I guess. So, right on. Amazing. According to Proverbs 30-5, every word of God proves true. Every word of God proved true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. The problem with that is that religious people don't take refuge in God. They read about it, they quote it, and the devil interprets it for them, and they quote what the devil tells them and me. But in reality, they don't take refuge in God. They're still angry, judgmental, no patience. Oh, but they know the Bible. And they can put length on their head, but they have no love. And so that's the real reality. But okay, that's better than nothing, I guess. Amazing, huh? So here is where the Lent thing is explained. This is actor Jonathan Rumi. And Mark Wahlberg, they joined Fox and Friends to discuss observing Ash Wednesday to start the Lent. Watch it from Fox and Friends.
Hey, guys. Welcome. Thanks so much.
Good morning.
Looks like you already got your ashes this morning. What does that mean to you?
Hey, guys.
Oh, man. It's the beginning of this return to the Lord, returning our hearts to the Lord to fasting from the things that maybe don't help us in our lives and and feasting on the things that do and helping people, works of mercy, ways that we can return to the Lord in body, mind, and spirit.
My purpose now is every day I'm just trying to grow a little bit closer to God. I want to be there to hear the messages. I want to hear the directions in which he wants me to go, and I want to make sure that I fulfill the potential that he saw in me.
Now, the first guy played Jesus. Jesus never walked around with smut on his head, right?
I don't know if that's the correct word. I saw somebody in the chat say soot.
Oh, soot.
I'm not sure what that word is, the first word is that you said.
Soot sounds like one of my cousins' name.
Cute.
Soot live in Florida. But I think Soot dead now.
Rest in peace.
May your soul rest in peace. But even Jesus got soot on his head. What the? Lord, what is the world coming to? You can lay down your rituals now, folks. It's finished. It's done. You don't have to do that anymore. But okay. But you don't have to do that anymore. It's just a show-off thing now to make people think you know God. It's all ego. That's all the reason you're doing it.
I think you are right. According to a search from the Anchor Baby sent me a search of that word that you said.
What?
A small flake of soot or other dirt is the first word that you said. So you did correct word.
You could say it. That means you could say it, James.
What's the word?
Smut.
It looked like smut to me.
Right. But that's more than just a small flake. That was a whole lot.
They had a lot on their head.
It's also a fungal disease of grains. Bad crop.
It reminded me of when I was growing up in Alabama, we had wood stove. Or, you know, you could start the stove up with coal or wood. And we had to, and especially in school, we had to go out and get some coal to start the fire. And we get smut all over our hands and all our face.
Okay.
It reminded me of that. And yeah. There was no lint on that one.
Well, it makes younger people nervous because, maybe not nervous is the right word, but some of us nervous, because that's another word for pornography.
What?
Smut.
Is it?
That's what I heard.
No.
Yeah, that's how people use it nowadays. But
slut or smut?
Smut.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's like a boomer word for that.
No.
Yeah?
I've never heard that before.
Does it just mean that the boomers don't say it? You're more of like a millennial. Maria says it is ashes.
That sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. People gone crazy. Let me, concerning the ash cross, here's how the Catholic respond, I guess. Oh, how do Catholics respond to Matthew 6:16? My producer gave me this.
Did we play both clips?
I still one, huh?
I think the guys are still talking about Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, my bad. So the actor and Jonathan and Mark responded to the ash on the head. Hi, guys. Here's Mark saying he starts every day on his hands and knees in prayer. And that makes the rest of the day easier. Watch this, Foss and Prince.
Look, I'm constantly pursuing a relationship with God every day. I feel like if I get on my hands and my knees first thing when I wake up, that the rest of the day is going to be easier. At least I can deal with all the things that are being thrown at me. And as you know, as you get older, things come from every direction, and life can become overwhelming at times. But expressing my gratitude and making sure that I'm wearing that armor to make sure that I'm doing what God has chosen for me to do. And I know that's, you know, that's something that I take very seriously.
There's some big old ashes on his head. Ain't that much ashes in the world. So he pray every morning so that his day can go easier. What do you say about that?
Nice practice.
When I fall on my knee and lift my hand to the Lord, oh Lord. Amazing. Good for Mark. So concerning the Ash Cross, how do the Catholic respond to Matthew 6:16? And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. Do not look gloomy like the people with the big ass crosses on their heads. They don't say that, but same thing. Do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. So the people that's walking around with the ashes on their head, they look pretty gloomy to me. And they're receiving their reward already. Not from God, but from the world seeing them with the ashes on their head. What the? That's amazing. The world gone crazy. It is done. It is finished. The kingdom of heaven that is in you, right at hand. And you can just live now. You don't need all the traditional stuff anymore. You don't need it. It's not necessary. Unless you just want to be seen and you want to feel good, then okay. You want to please your ego, go ahead. Instead of dying from the ego, you want to keep it alive. Then go ahead. But if you want to die from the old nature, which is not your own, you can stop showing off and quietly die. The ego death. Not the physical death, but the ego death. The false self. It's up to you. It's clearly up to you. If you want to live, you can die from the ego. If you want to die, you can keep the ego. It's up to you now. It is done. Super, super. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Good morning.
Good morning again.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Nomo Thought says, Jesse, I'm interested to know who I am. Did God, with a big G, make me? Where am I and where is he?
Amazing. You get to know yourself, know who you are by knowing who you're not. So work on that, all right? Get to know who you're not, and then the real you, you will remember. It will appear. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
At this point, just call me Mike. Thank God for TalkStream Live celebration. Yes, hands.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's where you. That's the listen line, right? And the app.
Yeah, you can listen on the listen line at 605-615-4131. Thank you.
Someone, attention Bible dumper Christians, Matthew 7:6 says, not to give what is sacred to dogs or throw your pearls to pigs because they may trample them and turn against you. Imposing your religion on others is low class and lacks discernment. Love you, JLP.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. Amazing.
Laddie, never turn your back on a black.
What? I know what you mean, especially if you're white. Amazing. Thank you.
At this point, just call me Mike, says, this is a message for Derek. Please remind Jesse to talk about his grandpa on Manhood Hour.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. People gone crazy. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin S., very generous for tithe.
Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. T. Right Smith on Cash App for coffee. Hearts around the face.
Thank you. Amazing. Is he joking about the grandpa thing? My grandpa dead.
But if you talk about
both my grandpas are dead.
Not talk to, talk about your grandpa for Manhood Hour. It could be like a nice lesson about how he was for the men. Because a lot of men don't know how men used to be.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
That's what I surmise. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for a nice suggestion.
The Observer of Thoughts, have an amazing day.
Thank you. Amazing.
Jermaine, everybody, and baby Jessica's daddy going up floors.
Like, now they're going north. We going to the 30th floor this year, like 90, going north. It's time to leave the basement. It's time to leave the first floor. You've been there long enough. Move forward. Wake up. Wake up and be free. You don't have to live in slavery, in prison of your mind. You can be free right now. You can really soar right to the 100th floor. But because most people refuse to do that, we're going to take them to the 30th floor. Amazing. Thank you.
Over on YouTube, Fazul, as a kid, I'd cut out a church and smoke cigs with my friends. We put cig, as in cigarette,
right,
ash on our foreheads. Mama saw through that and beat my forehead with her shoe. LOL. Terrible.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Marcus G., I used to be Catholic, and I realized that Ash Wednesday was nothing but attention-seeking for the ego with the cross on the forehead. 100 emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
And Maria, our friend Maria.
Hey, Maria.
The ash is there also to remind you that you came from dirt, and to dirt you will go.
Amazing. Does Maria put ashes on her head?
I don't know.
I can't imagine that. She is too sophisticated for that. Can you see Maria walk around with ashes on her head?
Almost.
Oh, really? I can't even imagine it.
Yeah.
She is too classy for that.
The ones over in New York, you know, Marky Wahlberg and what's his name?
Right.
Jesus. They put them thick and maybe, dark.
Maybe it's because it's so cold over there.
Could be.
Yeah, they do. They really had it heavy.
Alexander G. bought our coffee.
They want to make sure you see it.
Because the ego is attacked, like when someone says, you ain't, bleep, emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
And I think that that's maybe an answer to the biblical question.
Oh.
Why does violence happen? Because the ego is attacked, like when someone says, you ain't, bleep.
Oh, thanks for responding to the beautiful question.
Yeah.
I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Kate K., if I'm quote-unquote weak or need support, should I ask help from God or Jesus? Thanks.
If you want to say it, yes, but consciously say it. But you go to him in your weakness. Be weak. Be afraid. I give y'all permission to be afraid. The greatest fear you can fear, be it and do nothing about it, and the light will destroy it. Amazing.
Angband Art, talk about the alchemists or alchemists.
What's that?
I know you mentioned the alchemists, the people who fool and trick people in the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood,
right?
Perhaps. But I'm not sure what Angband Art is referring to. Maybe that.
Make it clear, Bernie. I appreciate it, though.
Maria says, I left the Catholic Church when I became a teenager, so I don't get the ash on my forehead anymore.
I rest my case. I knew Maria was too sophisticated for that mess. What the?
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Let me take a break. Back in a moment. Thank you all. Back in a moment.
Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Bible Thought for Thursday. Couple announcements. Number one, ladies forum tonight. The ladies are going all the way to the, probably may even tonight go to the 30th floor. The ladies forums are amazing, really. And I'm not just saying that. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't even say it. I just wouldn't say anything. But the ladies forum tonight at 7 p.m. every third Thursday night of the month. At 7 p.m. Come on down, lady. Come hell or high water. You going to the 30th floor. Oh, you going. Kicking and screaming, but you going. And then, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. An amazing conversation with Hayden McDougal. Better known as Woman Propaganda, and he's an internet personality. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Violent, lazy, evil. If white people disappear, it's over for the world.
It's over.
A black person will throw their whole entire life away to murder you for saying the N-word.
Are they after you for that?
Everyone wants to kill me, yeah. These Mexicans crying, don't make me go back to Mexico. I thought you were proud to be Mexican.
It's not like they're going to a strange land.
Women are like children. They don't know anything. How bad does it have to get before white people wake up?
Very interesting discussion. You don't want to miss it. And you can also support the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel by becoming a member. Or you can, by becoming a member, or Jesse Lee Peterson, locals.com. JLP, Jesse Lee Peterson.locals.com. Amazing, huh? And I appreciate it. Appreciate your support. Let me go to Bo out of Indiana. Bo, you are on the air. Hey, Bo? Bo?
Hello.
You are on the air, Bo.
Jesse.
Oh, hold on, Bo. I'm sorry. That's not Bo. I'm on the wrong line. My bad. Bo, you are on the air. No Bo there either, huh? No Bo. let me go to Norway and talk to James. Who's on Norway? I'll be right back, folks. Okay, let's go to Norway and talk to Olav. Olav, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Just a quick question. What is faith?
And you say?
Nothing.
You say nothing?
Yeah, I've got two theories, but
you said faith.
Other than that, I've got nothing.
You say that faith is nothing?
No, I've got two theories, but I don't have any. I don't know what it is.
What's your theories? Two theories about faith.
Faith is either something that you experience once, that you realize that you're wrong for being angry, and that you need to go and forgive your parents, and that's about it. Or it's just about being their presence.
What faith to the religious people is just another word that sounds good when they say it, but you want to, if you're referring to the truth, you want to know the truth, not just believe about the truth. And so when you know the truth, you don't need faith. You know it, so you got to walk in it. You want to know the truth. You want to know God.
All right. So truth is just a word.
Yes.
All right. Cool. What do you think about people like Michael Knowles and Andrew Clavin being on your show, and they've said to you that they went and forgave, right?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I had them on.
Oh, yeah. I'll forget about it then.
Yeah.
In that case. No, I just wanted to say, in that case, I'll just leave it. But thank you for answering my call anyway.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me try Bo again. Bo.
Can you hear me now, Jesse?
I can, yes.
Good deal. I was wanting to talk to you about violence.
The biblical question, right?
Yes.
Why does violence happen?
Well, I think everything happens from us. So all violence comes from us. And every thought is not ours. So most thoughts are from the devil. Therefore, violence comes from the devil. Therefore, we are in control of the violence, and we choose to be violent when it comes down to it. And if you didn't want to be a violent person, you would turn away from that like you've been talking and kill to your ego and choose not to be a violent person or be a follower. And, you know, most of the human race nowadays is followers, just like all the religions. They have to have somebody to follow. They can't just be a leader. They have to have a follower. So you got all these, like, the LGBTQ communities and stuff, and they put these evil spirits in all their other fellow people that follows them, and then they all get together and spread these evil spirits. That's my thoughts.
Well, I appreciate that, Bo, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I want to now, but I got to wait. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to John out of Texas. John, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How's your Thursday morning going today?
All is well, John.
It's Bible Thumper Thursday. I got some Bible thumping.
Okay.
Do you know about the Canaanite woman that Jesus called a dog?
No.
And she said to Jesus, she said, but dogs, even, she was looking for healing, and she said, even dogs eat crumbs from under the table, and Jesus healed her. So she was very humble. However, she admitted that the Canaanites are dogs. Do you know about the Canaanites?
But he didn't call her a dog, right? He compared her to one.
No, he said that it's not good for me to give the bread of the children to dogs.
Right, but he didn't call her one. He just compared her to one.
It's still kind of a slur.
No, it's not. He just compared her to one.
So he was above the slur, but she admitted that the Canaanites are dogs. Do you know about the Canaanites?
She didn't admit that either. She was just responding to him as far as she wanted healing.
She really wanted healing, right?
Right. Jesus did not call her a dog, and she wasn't saying that Canaanites were dogs.
He was not willing to heal her until she humbled herself.
But let's get this, where she was already humble when she went to him for healing. But we want to be clear that Jesus did not call her a dog, and she was not saying that Canaanites were dogs.
Canaanites were the ones that were in Israel before the Israelites arrived to Israel. Did you know that?
But just to be clear that she was not admitting, she was not saying that Canaanites were dogs. Are you clear on that?
Yes, I can. I'm clear.
And
he just compared her to a dog.
Yeah. He was using that as an example or something, but it wasn't the way you were saying that it is.
I understand.
Okay.
Did you know that God commanded the Israelites to kill the Canaanites completely?
No. You probably got that story wrong, too.
No, understand that the Canaanites were the neighboring people that, and they're also in the book of Revelation
You need to go and reread this stuff with a clear mind, because you're seeing it with a dark mind and you're misunderstanding. So if you do that when you talk to other angry people about it, you're going to mislead them. So read it right and get back to me with it, all right? 888-7753-773. Baba Thumper Thursday. You got to, this is one of the reasons that reading the word and let the devil interpret the word and then you repeat it as though it's from God or you mislead people with it and you become enemies of God. Have you noticed that Bible thumper people are enemies of God? They quote the word up and down. They know the scriptures, but their hearts are wicked. And so they become enemies of God. The devil is a mess. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Even thinking that you know God because you read about him, or you read what someone else had to say about him, or you read this and that, and then you quote it, and your heart is not of love. Think about that, folks. The heart is not of love. There is no way on the planet or in heaven that you can know God and have one iota bit of anger. You can't serve two gods. You can only serve one. And if you're angry, whether you admit it or not, you're serving evil. But you'll call yourself good. It reminds me of the Bible thumpers who call Jesus God. They call Jesus God, and they are so sure about it that you can't. That's why it's good not to try to convince them, but you can't convince them. Even Jesus couldn't convince them that he was the Son. They still call him God. I remember somewhere in the Bible, they would call that Jesus a good teacher or something. Good teacher. Right, Dave?
Yeah.
Good teacher. And Jesus said, why do you call me good? No man is good. Why do you call me good? They're like, good teacher, good teacher. What the? They're like, why do you call me good? No man is good. Only God is good. Only God is good. So if Jesus was God and someone called him good teacher, why would he say, why do you call me good? Only God is good. If he were God and they call him good, he wouldn't say somebody else is good. He would say, right on, and give them the fist bump. But the people that want to believe that he is God, they will forever be lost, thinking that they are found because they know the scriptures. It's time. Do what you want. Do what you want. But it's time, as an adult, to take control of your own life. Men and women. Men, women are not responsible for your spiritual life. You are, and only you. They can't take you to paradise. Only you have to get on that straight and narrow and do that. Alone, working on yourself. And ladies, whether you're married or not, men cannot take you on a spiritual journey. There's nothing they can do about your husband. No one can do about that. That responsibility is on you and no one else. And the sooner you realize that and get on it, you're going to be one of the, you're going to be one of the most happiest people on the planet that you finally got on the straight and narrow path. You're going to find yourself have, whether your husband or your wife is with you or not, you will have a great joy. But you got to get on that journey and let no one teach you. The problem with the Jesus people that think that Jesus is God, they love to be taught about Jesus. It means everything to them, and all they do is quote what somebody else said about Jesus, never knowing him for themselves. It is done, it is finished, and all thoughts are all lies all the time, men and women. Thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You should, I would recommend, do what you want, that one day you should just think about thoughts. Pay attention to thoughts and see how much they deceive you. How busy they are in talking to you and bringing on emotions. If you really just focus on it, you'll see that that old nature is evil and it's not yours. But you'd rather be taught than to pay attention to what's happening inside of you. A good teacher will point you back to the spirit of truth that's in you and let the real teacher teach you. And let you see it for yourself. And once you see it for yourself, then you have a teacher. You become aware of the teacher within. And you can do that. Know thyself. That's why in our fellowships and the things we do here on this show, I'm always pointing you back to the source within. That's the only way I know. I had to finally get to know myself. I'm like, God, I'm going to this church. I used to go to this, another different church there. I'm doing what I'm paying tithe and offering. I'm volunteering in the church and just doing everything they say. I was even praying in tongues. You know how the church tell you pray in tongues. And nothing was working. My life was not changing at all. And so finally I said, let me see myself. What's wrong with me? And that's when I started to look within and things start to change. Everything started to make sense. And it get clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. And it will for you too. I don't care what situation you're in, how bad it is, what has happened. You can be free just like that. But you got to know. You got to look within. You got to look within and stay there. Stay looking within. 888-77-JESSE-SUPER-SUPER-SUPER-CHAT.
Israel Graham bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Last Sunday, you were talking about how it's a demonstration of love to push back on annoying mamas who want to control you. But how is that compatible with forgiving her?
Because when you don't be angry at mama, but you have to tell mama how the cow ate the cabbage. Don't be mad. Otherwise, she would never allow you to be, men and women, to become free. Because unless she's working on herself, the spirit of evil will not set you free. You're going to have to push back. No, mama, I'm not calling you every day. And don't be calling me every day. No, mama, I'm moving to Hawaii and you cannot come. No, mama, I'm not letting you live in my house with me. But don't be angry. But you are an adult. You no longer belong to mama. And it's time to break away. But don't hate. Just leave the anger part out. That way you won't be judging mama or anyone, not even yourself. All right? Thank you. Amazing.
Carvisium. Pardon my butchering of the name. Carvisium. Why are you not shipping to Estonia books or merch? And I'm not aware of whether we do or do not. I have passed your question along to the people in charge of that.
Yeah, we'll look into that. I'm not aware of that either. And we'll definitely look at internet, and if it can be done, we'll make it clear. Thank you.
Thank you for your super chat.
Yeah.
And pardon my butchering of the name.
And what's the name of the country?
Estonia.
Where is that?
I don't know, but I like the name.
I do too.
Yeah.
I want to go to Estonia.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor
heard around the world, even in Estonia.
That's right.
Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
Uncle Jesse, soot is that black stuff that builds up on your chimney, LOL. That's why it doesn't work, because it's black.
And black is beautiful. Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, I'd like to ask my question from a couple months ago, or months ago.
Ask.
Needs an answer. Is it hooping and hollering or hooting? Hooting and hollering. Scrunch face laughing.
I believe it's hooping and hollering. Now, since you mentioned that way, maybe the white southern people say hooting and hollering.
Could be.
But for the blacks, it's hooping and hollering.
And is hooping H-O-O-P or W-H-O-O-P?
I've never spelled it.
I know. Me neither.
I couldn't even if I had to.
I looked it up on the internet, and they tend to put a W-H. Anyway, thank you, Walking Roscoe. He says, love y'all.
Thank you. Love you back.
AKP, I'm in a lift heading to the airport to attend Ladies Night, Women's Forum, at Bond tonight. I am so grateful I could cry, but I won't.
Right. Amazing. Come on down. Ladies Forum tonight at 7 p.m. Going to the 30th floor. Amazing.
And we'll have to read Jack Bennett's Super Chat and the rest of the Super Chats later, y'all.
Thank you. I got to take a break. When I come back, straight to your call. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming now. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment.
The spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? It is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. The 19th of February, the third Thursday of the month, ladies. Women's Forum tonight. Some of you already on a Lyft, or maybe getting off your Lyft already, not sure. To get onto the airport, to fly on over to L.A. and join your fellow man, fellow woman, and Jesse Lee Peterson, your fellow man, for the Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. rebuildingtheman.com/events. Highly recommended. Not recorded, not streamed. So join us if you so please. Or join them if you so please. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, more than 3 weeks into the search for Nancy Guthrie. Wow. Investigators now using genetic genealogy in hopes of identifying a suspect. The technology has previously achieved major successes in solving high-profile cold cases by tracing family trees through DNA databases. So hopefully the suspect was a sucker for that 23andMe or whatever. Anyway, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Andrew Mountbatten hyphen Windsor, formerly known as Prince Andrew, Britain's former prince, was arrested today on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Police have been looking into claims that he shared sensitive information, classified documents, with convicted so-called sex offender Jeffrey Epstein while serving as the UK's trade envoy. Andrew was, I suppose. They have also previously said they were assessing supposed evidence that a woman was trafficked, meaning traveled, to the UK, flown perhaps by Jeffrey Epstein or perhaps by boat, not sure, to have a S-word encounter, sexual encounter, with Mountbatten Windsor. Andrew, they call him Mountbatten Windsor, has denied all accusations against him and insisted he never, ever witnessed nor even suspected any of the behavior of which Epstein was accused. Nice. Innocent unless proven guilty. And the Board of Peace, meanwhile, our greatest President Trump, will convene the inaugural meeting of his Board of Peace today with officials of dozens of countries attending as members or observers. Initially created to oversee the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip, the board has since expanded to address conflicts worldwide. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men, or toward men. Trump has previewed major funding announcements at the meeting, including billions with a B, of dollars for Gaza's rebuilding. However, several, or at least a few, European nations and key U.S. allies have declined to join, citing concerns about the board's broader mission and members. The initiative has also fueled skepticism in the international so-called community, with some viewing it as an effort to counter the evil United Nations, which Trump has sharply and righteously criticized. Nice. And Iran. The U.S. military is prepared to strike Iran as early as this weekend. Not that they're going to do it, but they're prepared to, I heard. President Trump has yet to make a final decision, they say, on whether he'll authorize such actions, sources tell Commie Nonsense. This follows a significant military buildup in the Middle East, ordered by Trump to apply pressure to Iran to reach a deal over their nuclear program. Meanwhile, Iran has raised their alert level amid growing indications of a potential U.S.-Israel strike on Iran. U.S. and Israel, joint strike on Iran, I guess. Israeli sources told Commie Nonsense. Iran, in turn, fortifying several of their nuclear facilities according to new satellite imagery and an analysis from some independent nuclear watchdog. Interesting. And I'll have to tell you about this silly social media trial with Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. I think YouTube, Google-owned YouTube is also in there, saying it's addictive to kids and it's hurting kids because the parents don't want to be responsible. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, for those who want to overcome. Why does violence happen? We're getting really, really interesting feedback about that. Why does violence happen? Why? And you can see it's abnormal, so why does it happen? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you can't just sit and watch it and listen on your phone and move about and do whatever you got to do anywhere in the world, working, going to the gym, got to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or whatever. You can be listening on your phone. And then when you get settled down, you can still podcast. But you can listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. We have set aside, we take all calls about anything, but Thursday is set aside because the Bible Thumpers, we love the Bible Thumpers, and I understand the Bible Thumpers, but they need a little bit more time to communicate on the show about God or about the Bible or whatever, right? And so every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother, are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Fire! On fire! Amazing. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle, folks. And it's nothing like what you can imagine. You're never going to understand the spiritual battle. You hear it and it sounds good. You see now there's no such thing as ism, no racism, no sexism, no homophobism, or Allah Uaba-ism, or there be da-ism, or anti-Semitism, or white supremacism. It's either good or evil. It's spiritual. You've been lied to and made to think it's an outside issue when it's really an inside issue. You, as an individual, overcome evil, you shall know good. And you will live and walk in good. You can walk in good. You can walk in the light instead of the darkness. Because if you're not in the light, you aren't in the darkness. And you don't have to be in the darkness. The light came and destroyed the darkness. It says that you don't know it because you keep believing thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You can be free as an individual. Tony is a first-time call out of Florida. Tony, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Tony.
How are you?
All is well.
Oh, very good. I know it's Bible Thumper Thursday.
Yes,
so
sir.
I wanted to ask you a question. Do you think that Jesus was created by the Father?
Not only do I think it, I know it.
But why in John it says in the beginning the Word was with God and the Word was God?
Because the Word was with God and the Word was God. That's why.
Okay, but was he created by the Father or was he had eternal essence?
I'm sorry?
Was he created or did he have eternal essence, do you think?
What does that mean?
Like, was he created, like, because, you know, like a father cannot be a father unless he has a son, right?
Right. What do you mean by, did he have eternal essence, something you said?
Like, was he timeless?
I'm sorry?
Was he before time? Was he with God before time even existed?
Basically? He has always been with God.
Okay. So
what do you believe, Tony?
I think Jesus is God.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
And why do you think Jesus is God?
Because just like us, like the sun in the sky has three parts. You need light, you need heat, and you need and the sun itself or the physical sun in the sky. You can't have one without the other without it being the sun. Like the sun is not a sun if it don't have light.
But why do you think that Jesus is God?
Because he's eternal.
Meaning
he
what?
He was with God in the beginning. Because John in John 1 says, in the beginning, the Word was with God and the Word was God.
And if Jesus was God, why when they call Jesus good teacher, he said, why do you call me good? No man is good. Only God is good. If he was God, why would he refer to somebody else being good instead of himself?
Because I think he's referring to you calling me good is because I'm God, kind of.
No, not what you think. No, because your imagination is deceiving you. But why do you think if he was God, why would he correct them by saying, no man is good, only God? He referred to someone else instead of himself. If he were God, he would have said, right on, I am good. But he said somebody else is.
That
he is not good. Why would he say that about himself if he was God?
That's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, that's something to think about, but I think, like, and I know that you don't like thinking, but, like, I shouldn't think, but, that's one of the verses that the way I interpret it.
But Now that you know Jesus said that he was not good, why would you interpret it that way still?
That's the way I interpret it. You know what I'm saying?
The Bible. You're not capable of it. The devil interpreted that for you.
I understand. But let me ask you a question then. What about the other verses?
What about them?
I'm just asking, what about the other verses? The other verses, you got to go by what Jesus said?
Nowhere in any verse of the Bible you're going to find where Jesus said he was God. He constantly said, I am the Son. My Father and I are one. I'm in the Father and the Father in me. It's not me that's doing the work. The Father is doing the work through me. And greater work shall you do that I am doing. God would have never said that about himself. He's not going to tell you, you're going to do greater work than me.
Yeah, but, I think that's because Jesus was here on earth.
But you still interpreted it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That makes sense?
I understand what you're saying.
What am I saying?
But do you understand? You're saying that why do you... referring to that passage, because I'm still thinking about that passage. Why do you call me God good? Only God is good.
Right.
Yeah, I understand
what
you're saying.
He said no man is good. He said no man, referring to himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what? I gotta. You know, it's a situation where, I understand what you're saying, because that's Jesus's words, and when I go to John, that's John's words.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Where did you get the idea from when you first came up with the idea? Where did you first get the idea from that Jesus is God?
From John?
The Bible, how did you hear that?
Oh, because when I read the Bible,
Who told you before you read the Bible that Jesus was God?
Oh, because I read... Through learning, through the Bible.
And who taught you from the Bible that Jesus was God? Who first told you that?
Who first told me?
Jesus, you didn't come up with the idea on your own.
No, Jesus says that I am.
No, before you read the Bible, who told you that Jesus was God? Did some preacher tell you that? Your parents told you that? The bum on the street told you that? Who told you that?
It's just the way I was brought up.
By whom? Who told you that?
It's just what I've learned.
By whom? Who told you
religion,
that first?
Through,
who you learned that
religion.
From?
It's just through religion. Just like you learn everything else. I mean, and then you do your own research. You do your own. You look and you read and, I read the Bible and I say...
So you learned it first from some religious person and then you read the Bible and you saw in the Bible what they had told you it meant, right?
Well, that's how life is.
But doesn't it concern you that nowhere in the Bible...
We don't live in a vacuum where we get, we don't get information from anywhere. This is how we learn.
I know, that's the problem.
Yeah, but we're humans. This is what we have. You can do this with Jesus. You can do this with anything.
But, John,
you have to learn and grow through. Yeah.
Because of time, does it concern you that nowhere in the Bible did Jesus ever say that he was God? Does that cause concern for you?
No, because
why
in
not?
The Bible.
Why not? No. Hold on. Tell me why not. Why look like somewhere in the Bible Jesus would have said himself that he is God, but nowhere he said only human beings are telling you that. And why does it not concern you that, well, the people are saying that Jesus is God, but nowhere does Jesus ever say he's God?
But Jesus says, I am.
No, answer that question.
Well, Jesus says, I am. I'm answering the question.
And what does that mean, I am?
That means that he's referring to when he was questioned. They asked him, and he says, "Are you the man? I don't remember exactly the quotes in the verses, but he says than I am. And then I think that Jesus is the angel of the Lord of the Old Testament.
What?
Jesus is the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament, I believe. I believe Jesus was in the burning bush. Jesus was, that was Jesus.
But why? That wasn't God in the burning bush?
It was God. It was Jesus.
And so, but does it concern you that Jesus never said he was God? You coming up with the idea that the burning bush was Jesus, was God. You coming up with that. But I'm asking you one simple question. Does it concern you that only human beings are saying that Jesus is God, but nowhere in the Bible where Jesus says that he's God, except that human beings in their fallen state is interpreting that in their own mind, listening to the devil? Mm-hmm. Does it concern you that throughout the Bible, Jesus spoke about who he was, but he never said he was God? You would think at one point he would have made it clear, I'm God. He mentioned the Father all the time, but I got to go and do my Father's will. I got to go and pray to my Father. God, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He had this communication with someone else throughout the Bible, but yet you're stuck on the belief that he is God because somebody told you that.
No, he
does
was
that
saying,
concern
he was speaking,
you?
He was speaking that way because
does that concern you, Tony?
Well, say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Does that concern you? Throughout the Bible, he always spoke about his Father. He gave credit to his Father. He went and prayed to his Father. He sought his Father's will. And throughout the Bible, he never said he was God, but the interpreters of the Bible told you that. Does that concern you?
Yeah, he always
mentioned
his Father.
No, that's not what I asked. I asked, does that concern you?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because he was always talking to his Father because he was in this world. He was in this three-dimensional world,
okay.
And he was speaking outside of it to his Father, who was in the timeless space.
Okay,
where he was in the beginning of time as well.
Do you believe you could do greater works than what Jesus did?
Do I believe I can do greater works?
Yeah,
I cannot because I'm sinful.
But he said you could.
I'm not perfect. I have sin in me, Jesus.
So was God lying? You call Jesus God. Was God lying when he said you could do greater works than what I do?
I have no idea about that, to be honest.
You have no idea about what?
Yeah, I can't answer that question.
And why not?
I feel I can't because in my mind, I'm sinful.
But
if I feel in my mind I'm not sinful, I'm perfect, then I probably would be.
Would Jesus tell a sinner, don't be carrying on over me? You can do greater works than what I do. Would Jesus say that to you if he saw you as a sinner?
If he saw me as a sinner, would he say that to me? He's trying to make me, I would feel, I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, I don't understand the question that you're asking me, because we are
Jesus
in a
said greater word
state.
He said, don't be carrying on over me, paraphrase, greater word mm-hmm. than I'm doing that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Would Jesus say that to a sinner?
No, because he's a sinner. And
who's
he couldn't
a sinner?
Do greater words.
But he said you could do greater work.
Yeah, if you're not a sinner,
did he say you could do greater work if you're not a sinner? Or did he just say, hey, you can do this too?
He said you can do this too. I'm assuming, I don't know the passage, I don't know the what you're referring to, but if he did say that, he would say that if to a perfect person who doesn't sin, but we all sin and we all fall short.
But why are you reading that in that? He never said those words.
I don't even know what passage you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So I got to look it up if he said that.
I got
you.
You
know what I'm saying? But. So I don't know. You're bringing up passages that I'm not familiar with. So I can't say, that he really said that. Let me look at it, and I'm unfamiliar with it.
Yeah, but he said greater work. He like the people carrying on. He's like, no, calm down. Greater work can you do that I'm doing?
Right. If we were sinless,
he didn't say that part.
We weren't sinless.
He didn't say that.
I know that.
You're
I know,
still
but we
reading
can't,
something
we can't
else
do,
into it, man.
But we cannot do greater works if we have sin. If we're
so
in the
was he lying?
Do you agree with that?
Was he lying?
I don't know if he was. I don't even know if the passage exists. I got to find it.
Okay, go read it and call me back at another time, all right? Because of time. Thank you, buddy.
Have a great, have a great day.
Right on. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Isaac from New Mexico. Isaac, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to answer the biblical question, if I could.
Why does violence happen?
I think it's easy. It's just thoughts. Your thoughts tell you to do the violence. Your thoughts come up with the violence. All thoughts are all lies, right?
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, for sure. Well, I appreciate that, man. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for rebuilding the man. Have
right
a good day.
On. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Always. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Before I go back to the calls or Super Chats, I get emails and mails and phone calls all the time with people who are agreeing and disagreeing, who are working on their lives or not working on their lives. But I received this one email, and some of them I'm like, maybe I should share them. But I received this one email yesterday, and I wanted to respond to this email because I think a lot of men and women are going through this situation or dealing with it in one form or another. And so I want to share it in hopes that for those men and women who want to be free, this will encourage you to take responsibility for your own life, your own spiritual journey, for the lack of better words. Because until you do that, there's nothing that I or anyone can do for you, your husband or your wife or your anyone, until you make up your mind that you don't have to be you any longer. So I thought, I'm going to read this one. I won't say who it's from. Only if I know who it's from, because I don't think they put their name into it. But, and if I did, I wouldn't say the name. Unless they told me to say it, I can say it. And that's not important anyway. The name, who it's from, is not even important. The subject of this email, according to the way it's written here, the reality you never talk about, Jesse. The reality you never talk about, Jesse. It's a subject. As a woman, I used to listen to you. I used to listen to you like I listened to Pearl, who is a huge idiot, according to the woman. Pearl is a huge idiot. And most of what you said is true. To some extent, and most of what you said is true to some extent. And then she goes on to say, why am I mad at you then? She's asking, why is she mad at me? You have failed to see, referring to me, you have failed to see the abusive effing partner and husband and husbands. You have failed to see the abusive effing partners and husbands. The ones you can never do enough for. You can be a good woman doing all you can, and they still lay hands on you. You can be a good woman doing all you can, and they still lay hands on you. Call you names. Demean you. Hurt you intentionally. you forgot to mention the cowardly men who pretend to be good. You forgot to mention the cowardly men who pretend to be good, but behind closed doors are monsters. Are monsters. You act as if all women are in the same pot. You act as if all women are in the same pot. As if we asked for this. But you are so wrong. All I want is strength. I beg for it. I long for it. But it never comes. I'm left to be so depressed in this hole of holes. And I have to bear this pain alone. I do not tell anyone my continued abuse. I do not tell anyone my continued abuse. I just take it as it comes. Knowing how we are women. Oh, knowing how we as women are treated. I never mention it. I never mentioned that on your show. The POS men. I think James told me what that meant, but I know what it meant. I forgot, but I remember. The POS men hurting their families. The POS men abusing their wives mentally and physically. There are so many of us. You never know it, Jesse. You'll never know it, Jesse. But why would you, since you don't address the abuse? You don't address the abuse to begin with. The POS cowards who wives pray for them, pray for their souls, of which we are unsure that they even possess. And it goes on and on. But let me just, hold on a minute here. I think I'm near the end. We pray for their souls of which I'm unsure that they even possess. You address so much, but your failure to reach out to the women suffering under the abuse of men. It's devastating to never have a man speak to the men who do this. Call them out and let them know that they need God. Most do not have friends. I cannot have friends. Meaning referring to the abusive women. They do not have friends. Most do not have friends. I cannot have friends. My family does not visit me. I took a vow, and I love him, but this love has cost me my entire being. God, pray for us. Pray for us, Jesse. Don't ignore the women who need a voice. That's the end of the newsletter. I mean, the email. And so I read it, and I'm like, what the? Very interesting. So to the ladies, and the men, if you are in a violent relationship, whether it's the men beating the women, abusive to the ladies, or the ladies abusive to the men, because there are so many men are being abused physically and emotionally, meaning by women as there are men to women nowadays. And when I come back from the break, I'm going to take your call. I'm going to respond and take your calls on this or whatever it is. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after the JLP show, thehakereport.com. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing counseling service. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. Anywhere in the world, I counsel with men and women around the world. So if you want or need counseling, or you want it, we have the best counseling. You may not need but one session. Some people like to come back again, but go to rebuildingtheman.com. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment. And be patient, because it's really booked. So sometimes they can't get to you right away. They'll make some schedule as soon as possible, but if anyone cancel or reschedule, then you're the next in line. So be patient, all right? Don't forget to like these videos. So I want to respond to the young lady that, or the lady, I don't know how young she is, but the lady that sent me the email about how she's in a abusive relationship. And she loved this man. But I never talk about abusive men to women or something like that. Number one, I want you to know, miss, that if you're in a relationship like that, it's because you want to be in it. You love the thrill of fighting. You love the thrill of being angry. You are trying to control him, and he is trying to control you based on the information. And so you have two devils fighting. And that's why you're there. Because if you didn't want to be in that relationship, you'll be gone. You'll be done with it. But you want to be there, and you love blaming him for your situation. you get the thrill of feeling bad for yourself and blaming someone else for it. That's why you're there. And there's no other reason. Two devils fighting. And you don't love him at all. Zero love. You have no love for him. Because if you loved him, you wouldn't be in that situation. You wouldn't be living for thrills. You wouldn't be living for ego feeling. If he didn't fight you, you'd get up and fight him. You'd create a fight. Just for the thrill of feeling sorry for yourself and being angry at him. He is not to blame for your situation. You are to blame for that. And the same with men that get beat up by women. You can't blame the woman. It's on you. You want it. Egos love thrills, however they come. And egos love to blame someone else. They get a thrill of being angry. They get a thrill of being happy. They get a thrill of someone being violent to them. Because that's what they want. And as long as you blame him and feel all sorry for yourself, it's just a thrill. You're not going anywhere. You're not staying there because you love him. You're staying with him because you hate him. You love what you hate. You say, I love him. And that's why you hate him. Because all people love what they hate. All people love what they hate. And then the other thing is, you love being depressed. There's a thrill in being depressed and feeling sorry for yourself and wanting others to feel sorry for you. You want to control him, and based on what you said about him, he wants to control you, and two devils live together and fight. There's not one man or one woman on the planet that if you had real love instead of this evil emotional love, you wouldn't be in a situation like that. So if you want out of that situation, leave the situation. Stop loving the thrill of feeling sorry for yourself. He is not to blame for how you see and feel about yourself. You are and only you. And the same thing with the men. The ladies are not to blame for the way you feel. That's inside of you. It was inside of both of you when you met each other. That's the thing that we all must overcome, the ego nature. And 99.999999% of marriages, 999 plus 999% of marriage are not put together by God. Zero. They're put together by evil. And that's why they don't work. And that's why when you get together, you fight. If marriage were put together by God, if they came together because of him or put together by him, there would be no fighting. There would be no effort. There would be no, I love you. Why you treat me this way? I ain't going nowhere because I love you. There would be none of that. It would be no effort. And if people come in and out of your life, your husband come in and out of your life, fine. You want to stay, go. Stay. If you want to go, go. But you're lying to yourself. You love the thrill of feeling this way. And you want to tell the world about it because it's the thrill of telling the world how sad and pitiful I am. My hubby beat me and I'm doing all I can do for him. And I'm left so depressed in this hole of hole and I have to bear this pain all alone. Does this sound like a thrill? You're in that situation, lady, because that's where you want to be. And you do not have love. Zero. Because if you had real love, which only comes from above, first of all, you would never marry a man like that. And then secondly, it would be over with already. But you want to be there. And you love, if this man ever stopped beating you, you'll cry. Because you would want him to beat you again. Because where will your thrill be? It's all just a thrill. It's all just an act. and calling the men POS men indicate that you have no love for him at all. You're name calling. You're judging. And love don't judge. Love have no hate. And so, it's up to you. Either you stop loving your thrills, which is the ego nature, which is evil, or you just stay in a relationship and suffer. It's up to you. The man is not making you do anything that you don't want to do. Nothing. You were already screwed up when he met you, and he was screwed up when you met him. And no one is to blame but the individual, him or herself. So I recommend, do what you want, is that you start looking at yourself, stop feeling like a victim. Anyone that call themselves or feel like or think that they're a victim is a very evil, distrustful person. A victim is wicked to the core. And they roam the earth to see who they can deceive to feel bad for them. You should never, ever, ever trust a victim. And so if you want to be free, lady, you got to look within, overcome the ego, which is not you. All thoughts are all lies all the time. All emotions come from thoughts. And so the emotions are lies. And when you're crying, you're lying. Because you don't have to be in that situation. It's a lie. So if you that unhappy and the man is treating you the way that you said that he's treating you, stop loving the pain. Bad pain. People love depressed pains. Human beings, human nature, which is wicked, love stressed out pains. They love blaming others for their pain. They love being miserable. And then they love going to psychiatrists and counselors and especially women and men too nowadays and tell them, your husband is so bad or your wife is so bad. It's just horrible. They never allow you to see that it's you and that you're getting what you want all for the thrill of it. So I suggest you stop judging him and look at yourself. And then overcome, and you'll see your way out if you want to get out. But the way you write this, POS men and the abusive effing partner and husbands, every man and every woman is in the relationship that they want to be in. Really. Because that man or that woman man is not responsible for you. You are responsible for your own spiritual life and the way you live. So to the lady that sent me this, you can drop your anger and be free, or you can stay in your anger and be as miserable as you sound in this email. It's up to you. God can't help you until you reach out for help. I can't help you, period. I can only point you back to the source that can help you. Human beings cannot help others. You can't even help yourself. You need help from above. We are not in control of anything, the good or the bad. So, lady, if you want to be free, and you can't even blame Pearl. Pearl has nothing to do with your life. She's just putting the truth out there about women. She's a woman. She knows how the woman nature is. So she's putting that out there, what she believes about the woman's nature. So you can't even blame Pearl. You call it everybody's names but yourself. You are beautiful, but everybody else are idiots and POS and FN partners. It's you. It's not them. Do what you want, but I recommend you go forgive your mama. Forgive your daddy for not protecting you from your mama. So God can forgive you and you drop that anger so you can stop loving the thrill of misery and you can go free. No one can hold you back but you. It's up to you, lady. I wish you well, though. And the ladies know they can be free. You should attend the women's forum or Sunday morning fellowship or both. You'll see and hear from free women who are overcoming evil. Or you can stay in the darkness of your room and cry. Can't wait till that man get home again to beat you. If that man came home where they were nice to you, you start a fight for the thrill of it. Nothing is happening to you. It's all happening to your ego, and you call it you because that's what you want. Amazing! 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. I suggest you podcast the Sunday Morning Fellowship, rebuildingaman.com/church. There was a young lady there who finally realized because she was thinking she hated her husband. And I had heard her say that before, too. But she finally, because she's working on herself, she finally realized, Jesse, she raised her hand in the fellowship. I'm like, yeah? What the? I realized I don't hate my husband. It was all in me. It had nothing to do with him. And that's the same thing happening to you, lady. And you're blaming your husband, not admitting you want those thrills. If you didn't have those thrills of pain and beating and whatever he does, you would know what to do with yourself. But if you want to be free, you can be free. Drop your anger. Wake up. And live. James is a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. James, you are on the air.
Well, Jesse, I really called in reference to my son, but before I get to that, I just wanted to say thank you so much, Brother Jesse, for your drive, courage, and just your seeking the truth and doing it the right way. Really glad that I found your channel and kind of been off and on kind of listening to you. Now I listen to you almost every day, catching up all the older videos. But the way you don't compromise, Jesse, is just respect so much. And really, I can't say enough about it, Jesse. But so I thank you for that.
Right on.
But yes, sir, I have a 22-year-old son, and I see some of the things that you have, and I really would like to get him to try to, you know, listen to you and get caught on. He's a little, he believes in the Lord, and he does have a belief. He did get baptized when he was a young teenager, all his own decision, when we were at an Easter service one year, and a lot of people were getting baptized on stage. But he has gone through some times when where he kind of doubts, and, you know, he's seen that I believe in the Lord, but some of the things I've put him through in my past when I got custody of them, my boys have been through a lot between me and their mother and our issues that we had when we split up and had never married and, you know, were just not living, you know, just living, you know, with anger in our hearts. And not seeking the truth and not the love and that kind of thing. And it's really, I'm really, really proud of him for who he is now, because I'm very lucky that he's not one of those kids that, you know what I'm talking about, these woke kids. He's not, but, you know, he's still that age, and it's very hard for them not to believe what they've been, you know, brainwashed. And really, I take responsibility for that, too, because, you know, I should have monitored some of the things that he was, you know, taken in as a child and should have led better, you know, but still at this point in his life. And, you know, he's doing well, he's working now, but he's been through a lot, and I believe in the Lord. I know he's working on him, you know, but, you know, I'm a parent, and it's very hard to, you know, I know that if he heard you, that there was no way he couldn't believe it. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry, I don't want to keep taking up too much of your time, but yeah, that's kind of where he's at. And
your question for me is what?
Well, I guess what your opinion would be on how, you know, what I could do to kind of, what would be the best way to kind of bring this to him and try to, or what would be the best video or the best, you know, something that I could get him to maybe watch and to kind of get him, I don't know, craving it like I do. I don't know. To make him want more, you know?
And so your question for me is what?
What would be your opinion on what should be my next step? How should I do that? How should I handle it?
How old are you? How old are you, James?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm 48.
And how old is your son?
22.
And so does he want to change?
Yes, I believe he does. He really does.
Why do you believe he does? What is it about him that you believe he want to change?
Because he wants to bring up his son in a better way. He definitely doesn't want his son to go through some of the things he went through.
And how do you know?
Even though it's already starting off.
He has a son already?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is he married?
No, sir. And he has custody of my grandson, and them two live with me. We have had him since he was about 3 or 4 weeks old when the caseworker called my son to come pick up the baby.
He's doing exactly what you've done. You made babies out of wedlock and it didn't work out. So the same thing is happening with him, right?
Yes, sir. He did. He was dating a girl as a teenager, and they had dated for a couple years, but then at the end, some things were going on there.
But
and
how do you know he wants?
Anyway,
because
she's not
time.
In the picture anymore.
Because of Ty, how do you know he wants to change?
Because he doesn't want his son, because he wants to be a better father for his son.
But how do you know he wants to change?
He's working hard now, and he's... How do I know he wants to change? Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
No, that was a question.
No, I know. I understand what you're saying.
No, that was a question.
It has to be... How do I know he wants to change?
Yeah, James, hold on for me. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Let me take a quick break. I got to take a break. When I come back, straight to the calls. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better.
because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour two of Bible Thumper Thursday, the 19th of February, A.D., 2026. There is one line open, I do believe, yes. One line open, 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. It is 2026 A.D., if I didn't say that already. And it's the Women's Forum tonight. It's the third Thursday of the month. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need any info. And join 7 p.m. ladies at Bond. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, there was no punchy TV yesterday. Next week is the plan. The Hake Report today, right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then right after that, American Anchor, baby, 11 to 1 at Pacific Time. Figure it out if you're somewhere else. Comment on Sense Network, CNN Reports, Meta, CEO Mark Zuckerberg. We're pulling for you, Mark. Who's we? Just Hake, me, myself, and I. On Wednesday, testified before a jury for the first time about accusations that his social media platforms, IG, Facebook, have harmed children's mental health. Well, isn't that the parents' responsibility? I think it should be. Kaylee, a 20-year-old woman, alleges that Instagram and YouTube, Google-owned YouTube, right? Google bought YouTube a while back, a long time ago, were intentionally designed to be addictive, quote-unquote addictive. And yes, they do pull you in. And that TV was the same way, by the way. Anyway, and they have hooked her from an elementary school age, causing anxiety, depression, and body dysmorphia. I wonder what her parents are like. Mark Zuckerberg was grilled for more than 5 hours in a Los Angeles courtroom, these liberals, over whether Instagram is intentionally addictive and will face further scrutiny as the court case progresses. He has vehemently defended his company's youth strategies and argues that his goal is to achieve products with long-term appeal, not ones that harm children. And I believe him, even though he's not necessarily Christian and he's a lame-o liberal. We can attack him on real things, not fake things. Righteous attacks, right? Anyway, California, that avalanche, those eight skiers, well, nine actually, but eight skiers buried in the snow and debris near California's Lake Tahoe, amid dangerous conditions, they were killed in what is now the deadliest avalanche in the state's recorded history. That's up by, Lake Tahoe, up near Reno, Nevada. On the other side of the state is Reno, Nevada. Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon said that at a grim news conference. The skiers were part of a 15-person. Oh, one skier is still missing, and they presume that skier dead. So actually, probably nine were killed. Six people were rescued. 15-person group, right, on a 3-day backcountry trip in NorCal's Sierra Nevada mountains, NorCal being Northern California. Six of the members were previously rescued with various injuries. Whew, crazy. No safety in numbers for them, huh? Except for those six only. Terrible. Anyway, Muslims around the world are observing Ramadan. It's not just the Christians doing the Lent thing. Muslims not eating during the daylight hours, I think, is what the thing is. Muslims around the world observing the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, during which they fast from sunrise to sunset. And there was this Muslim runner, and he still ran fast. Not eating from sunrise to sunset, and then gorging themselves after dark. or whatever. Some don't. The great AI debate. No one can agree on whether AI is the next big thing or all hype. We'll see. Well, I guess we'll find out. JetBlue had an emergency smoke in a JetBlue aircraft cabin, forced passengers to evacuate the taxi on the taxiway, evacuate the plane. And JetBlue is like a good type of company, or used to be, temporarily shutting down a Newark, had to be Newark, airport on Wednesday. Crazy. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, why does violence happen? Why does violence happen? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I was laughing because I was thinking about something Anchor Baby said during the break. Amazing. I gave out the phone number, right, to call in? Huh? What? The listen line? 888-77-JESSE to call in now. 888-775-3773. It's Thursday, and every Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers are a mess. But I love the Bible Thumpers. And because of that, they need a little bit more time. So we got more patient time with them. Because it is Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday.
News for you. We're getting closer to his return, and the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Amazing. They are still waiting for the end, and the end has already happened. What the? It's like the Jews still waiting for the Savior, and the Savior has come and gone. The Christians still waiting too. What the? 888-77-JESSE. Let me go back to John, a first-time caller, who want help for his son. James, not John, but James. John is the brother. James out of Georgia. James, how do you know your son want help? Does he want help?
Yes, I know he does because he has in his heart, the love he shows for his son, and originally he would have married the mother right after She was raised by her grandparents. Right after he found out she was pregnant, then he found out she was cheating on him with a 31-year-old man of color that she met through her mother.
And so your son is white?
Anyway. Yes, we're white and Italian.
And when you say man of color, what color was he?
Black.
He black. Why you just say a black man instead of man of color?
Well, black man, yeah.
Did that baby come out black or white?
Well, he came out white, so, you know, so we knew it was ours, and he looks exactly like my son, right pretty on. Much just like me.
Thank
as well,
God.
But
there was a couple that had a baby. There was a couple that had a baby, and the baby came out black at the Ace of Spades, and they both white.
Yeah, he's the most beautiful thing, Jesse, and he is such a blessing from God, and that little kid, he's, oh, gosh, he's everything. That oh gosh, God is so good, is all I want to say. And
so let me, because of time, let me ask. So you're sure that your son want to overcome, right? He want help.
I know he does.
And
yes.
So have you went and forgiven and apologized for not protecting him from his mother?
I have not had that conversation with him.
And why not? I thought you wanted to help him. Why have you had that conversation?
I've had a lot of conversations with him. And,
why not that
you know,
one?
That one definitely needs to be my next one. Okay.
And I said have you went, but have you gone? My bad. But why haven't you had that conversation, James? Son, I'm sorry. I was wrong for not protecting you from your mother. Why haven't you had that conversation?
I guess I didn't know that was something I needed to apologize for at the time.
And why not?
Because I have asked for forgiveness for, you know, a lot of things. And I do talk to him a lot. We do communicate a lot. And I do share a lot of my beliefs with him. I do share the Lord with him.
Are you a Christian?
I share you with him. Say that again, sir.
Are you a Christian, James?
Yes, sir.
And so you say you have asked him for your son for forgiveness?
Why did you ask him
for forgiveness rather than apologizing for not protecting him from his mother?
Yeah. Say that again.
Why did you ask your son for forgiveness rather than apologize to your son for not protecting him from his mother?
I don't know.
And is there anywhere as a Christian, is there anywhere in the Bible where God told you to ask anyone for forgiveness?
Only the Father, only ask the Father for forgiveness.
And so why do you do that instead of asking your son? I recommend you admit to your son, son, I was wrong for not protecting you from your mother. I am sorry, and let God forgive you. Human beings cannot forgive. Only God forgive.
That's right. Okay.
So apologize for letting him down, for not protecting him from his mother. And did you tell him to forgive his mother for what she's done? Because the anger in your son is that of his mother. He's become like his mother.
I have recently had that conversation with him within the past week or so since I've been listening to you daily for the past, I don't know, three weeks or so-ish as far as the daily goes. And I've had that, you know,
what did you say
had
to
that
him?
Conversation with him
what did you
and
say to
let him?
Him
know what I've learned from you and what I've learned listening to you and that he agreed. I was like, you know, I said, some of these things, I said, until we, I said, some of these things I didn't know I was holding on to it until I started listening to Jesse. And I said, like, you know, holding on to, you know, the resentment I had for my mother, which he completely understands because my mother has done a lot to help us, but she can really, she has a lot of anger in her heart. You understand what I mean? So he understands what I mean by that. And when I told him that I had no idea that I couldn't, I kept wondering why I couldn't figure out how to live, or one day I'm good, like, I you know, and I've got all this love, and I do so well for however long, and then all of a sudden, halfway through the day, or something comes up, or a week later, or next, you know, however long it is, that something happens, and it, you know, and then it brings that anger out of me. I said, I could never figure out what it was. I said, but since I've been listening to Jesse lately, and he told me, you know, that we can't move forward with love in our heart if we're still holding anger for our parents, or, you know, for anyone really. I said, but we can't move forward when we're holding on to anger for our parents with love in our heart to give. I said, like, I've never even thought of that. I said, so anyway, I've had that conversation within the past week or so. And
Did you suggest to him that he go and forgive his mother?
I did. I'm not sure if he has. I don't know if he has yet or not, but I did suggest that to him. So.
And did you forgive your mother?
I have in the spirit already, Jesse. And I had a little talk with her the other day, but she wasn't hearing me right at the time. There was a lot kind of going on. So because I want to do it face to face, obviously, because we are pretty close. So, you know, something kind of distracted, obviously. There's always going to be something distracting when you're trying to.
James.
I still have to have that come. Yes, sir.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have not had the full conversation with her yet.
Why not? Why are you giving advice to your son, which is right advice, that you haven't even taken for yourself? And you don't even know if it works or not because you haven't done it. Why haven't you done it?
I have no answer for that, Jesse. Not yet.
And why do you have your mother, knowing how evil she is, why do you still have her in your life?
She has had to be financial support for me for going after I was going through this divorce last year, and she's helped me and my boys with that because I also have a daughter that I pay child support for that is 15 years old, lives with her mother, had me in financial strains at the time. So we were forced to be in her house. So that's why I still had her in my life. Because I felt like I couldn't. There was no way I could turn at the time. So I'm still trying to get everything worked out in my life. And it's a daily thing. And that was really hard, having to go home after being gone for so long and then getting custody of my boys after they went through something really terrible with their mother when they were teenagers.
How many boys
I was with my daughter's mother. I have two boys and a girl, my daughter's 15.
Are you still living with your mama?
Yes, I still live in her house. She doesn't live there 100% of the time because her and her boyfriend has a fiance has a home in North Carolina as well. So, but my boys are about to move out with their mom when they get their taxes, and they're going to kind of roommate together for however long.
So, James, your sons are going back to live with their mother?
They are going to get a place together. She's going to move from where she's at because she's living in the country, which is about an hour away.
And she's going to live.
It's not a great idea.
She's going to live with them?
Yes, they're all three.
Why are you letting that happen, James? What's wrong with you, James? Why are you letting that happen?
It's not my choice, Jesse. I've had some conversations with him, and I've communicated with him and let him know that because she's not going to have any money except for tax season. It's the only time she's ever going to have money, because she has another son that's 8 years old. And anyway, that's a very tough conversation there, because I certainly know that I don't want that. But the main thing I'm going to do is to stay committed into my grandson's life and make sure that he is well.
So, Jay, let me ask you, because of time, I have to run, but let me ask. So you haven't forgiven your mother because you're afraid she'll throw you out of the house?
No, I don't think that at all.
So
no,
why
I don't
haven't
think
you forgiven her?
No.
So why haven't you forgiven her so that God can forgive you and you can see
how
to overcome the mess you're in?
Yes, sir. I certainly need to. I need to have that conversation with her immediately. So,
are you going to do it?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you afraid to do it?
I wouldn't say afraid. No, not at all. I think it was, maybe nervous. Not really nervous. Just want to be careful that I don't do it in front of the baby, or you know what I'm saying. I want to make sure that there's not somebody around to where she has to feel like she has to react, or if she does react in a weird way or whatever, or gets angry or whatever, I don't want the baby to be around, or I don't want to do it in front of someone else to embarrass her.
So you're afraid,
like if the boys are around or something.
So you're afraid to deal with her?
Not at all. I just know that what the consequences are, what the reactions, the responses are. And when I know I'm going to get anger, I would rather make sure that the baby's not around to hear the anger when she responds.
Well, let me do this because of time, and I want you to call me back. I recommend you forgive your mother. Mother, I have been resenting you my life, and you screwed my life up, and I realize you couldn't help it now. I'm wrong for resenting you. Don't ask for forgiveness.
Okay.
God will forgive you when you forgive others. All right?
Okay. Okay.
And then secondly, I would highly recommend you suggest to your son in a clear way that he got to forgive his mother and you. And the last thing he should do is to let his mother move into his house, especially if she has a child, but even if she didn't.
Yeah.
He should not let her move in. She will destroy him. There are no words to express the damage she's going to bring up on him.
Okay. Okay.
And if you want to talk.
Oh, definitely.
And I recommend you do the silent prayer. Are you familiar with that?
No, sir. I haven't looked up what your silent prayer is. I usually start off with the Lord's Prayer.
But that's not working for you.
I wake up at 5 and I'll. Sir,
it's not working.
You're right.
So do the silent prayer. Be still and let God take over your life.
Okay.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. All of your problems are inside of you. They're not outside of you.
Right. Okay.
So, and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with her, just as you didn't know how to deal with your children's mother. So forgive him, and God will forgive you. And things will start to become clear for you.
Yeah, sorry. They certainly have started becoming more clear since I've been trying really hard since 2020, I would say, and really started seeking the Lord back then, but I don't want to take up too much time. I really appreciate your call. I'm really glad that I have found your channel. You are certainly a brother of God and no compromising, and I love that. I wish every young man could hear and know that the words you're saying are true and how true they are.
Well, you and, stay with it, man. You work on you, and you'll become the light.
Yes,
and those who want the light will see it in you, and then you'll be able to point them back to the truth as well.
That's right. Okay, great.
But
you, Jesse.
Where's your father?
He's around, but he wasn't involved much in my life. Once my parents got divorced at 12, my mother was really took everything he had. Kind of thing, and it kind of destroyed him. He hasn't really been the same person since. And multiple times in my life, I haven't spoken to him for 10 years. It'll get to where he won't respond to my calls or messages or notes when I leave him at his house or whatever, but.
Well, I would recommend if you can talk to him, FaceTime or visit with him, or if you have to use the phone. But let your father know you're sorry for resenting him. You understand now that he couldn't help himself. And, Dad, I'm sorry for resenting you as well. Forgive him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You got work to do, buddy.
I certainly do in my heart. I already feel like I forgive them, but I have not had that conversation.
God said,
need to have it.
God said, before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. He said, do it in the heart. He said, go and forgive.
Do it in the heart. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, shake into your boots.
You got it.
Forgive your parents. Start doing the silent prayer and let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir, will do. Thank you, Jesse.
And if your son want to help and want to talk, he can definitely call me here on the show, or he can set up a counseling appointment.
Yeah, okay. That's what I really want that for him. So it's coming. I know God has a plan, so I just have to believe in it and do like you do the right thing.
Yes, absolutely.
What you're telling me. So, okay.
Let me know how it goes, James.
Will do.
What a mess, huh?
What a mess.
All right, James.
All right, bud. Have a good day.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Ace is the first time caller out of New York. Ace, you are on the air.
Oh, Jesse.
Hey, Ace.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I've been, amazing. It's great to be on here on this beautiful show. Let me get to the point, though. Oh, I can't hear you.
Yeah, go ahead. I hear you.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
So, I've been listening since Sunday. And, yeah, I listened to the thing about, forgive your mom. And I got the ticket, train ticket, went over and forgave her. Yeah. Oh, let me Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Maybe I'm doing this wrong.
No, I hear you well.
Okay, great. So
you went and forgave your mother?
Yeah, I went and forgave her.
How did that go?
It went well, actually. It went well.
What'd you say to her?
Ooh. I won't say it word for word, but essentially I tried to, re-say what you said during one of your videos, but sorry, what did you say?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, but essentially I said, I've been resenting you for you stealing, all this money from me. And and everything else, and I understand that it's because of your parents, what your parents did to you, and you passed it down, and that's when I started to get a little. I was trying to repeat what you said, and then I said I just said it from the heart. I said, I forgive you, and I want to reset. Let's just reset from here. And she just said, thank you for saying that. I didn't react, I just gave
Right on. But you don't want to reset with her. You want to stay away from her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. She's going to steal your money some more if you reset with the devil.
You know, it's funny you said that because I was thinking that the next day, like maybe that was the wrong term because that kind of implies, you know, we about to reset this whole thing again.
Yeah. No, you don't want to reset with mama, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So don't let her back into your life. Just don't resent her. You move on with your life because if you let her back, she's going to destroy you this time.
Yeah. What do you that's not the question I wanted to ask, but I'm curious.
Like, how much money did she take from you? She steal from you.
Oh, boy. Well, officially, like, about 20 grand, but I would say even more than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you want to reset with the devil?
Nah. I don't want to do that. Nah.
Don't do that. But you're about to ask me another question. Go ahead.
I guess I had two questions. This one just came up, but like, yeah, forget that. Forget it. The original question was essentially like, you know, I've been listening to you, real funny, real great. You know, I love it. I'm a black guy.
He black.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, a little white on the inside, just like you. But, you know, like, I've been listening to you and all these horror stories with the women and stuff. And I'm just thinking, like, what is good? What's good about a I know nobody's good, right? But I just heard, but like, what's the point?
What point?
Of like finding a woman, getting with a woman, you know, if it's, you know, they're the devil, etc.
The point of finding one is so you can find the devil and fight.
Oh, interesting.
That's why you're not supposed to find one. You're not supposed to look for one. You're not supposed to want for one. You should only want what is right. Want to return to the Father by forgiving your mother and father. And then God, the truth, will add everything unto you. Whatever is meant for you to have in life, it will happen naturally. But if you look for something, and you're going to get it because the devil will give to you what you look for, but it would never work. You'll always find the devil, and you'll fight. Because you will make that your God. Whether it's a woman or money or people or places, whatever you look for will become your God, and you won't be able to deal with it.
Okay. So, okay, that's interesting. So don't look for it, like have it. So you're saying it's better for it to come to you?
Yeah, you shouldn't even think about a woman at all. You shouldn't think about anything but the truth. And you put that first, which is the nature, which is God. You put God first, and God will add everything to you that's meant to be, because you know we don't even know what we want. We don't know what we need. That's why we seek the kingdom and let the kingdom add to us. He would take care of us.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I like that. I mean, that I guess that was it. Love it.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I haven't got to that. I need to.
Yeah, start doing the silent prayer so you can come out of your thought. Who are you, Ace? Who are you?
Who am I?
No, who are you?
I'm a black guy in New York.
Okay, you told me your color and where you live, but who are you?
I am. That's it. I don't. I am that I am.
But who are you?
Who are you? I'm don't know, man. Who am I? I don't know.
Hold on a minute, Ace. Let me take a quick break while you think about who you are. I'll come right back to you. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and stretched off on Pules.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Right at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. E. White, the guy with the good hair on fire from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American anchor, baby. Energy given to him, not even alone, is for keep from God. He is a pilot. He learned how to fly on Google, by way of Google. Isn't that amazing? At 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then the women's forum tonight, for ladies only. The first Thursday for men, but tonight is for ladies only. At 7 p.m. Come hell or high water, we'll have those meetings. And y'all are going to this 30th floor later this year. Get ready. Well, they're already ready. And then last but not least for now, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. An interesting conversation with Hayden McDougal, better known as Woman Propaganda. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Violent, lazy, evil. If white people disappear, it's over for the world.
It's over.
A black person will throw their whole entire life away to murder you for saying the N-word.
Are they after you for that?
Everyone wants to kill me, yeah. These Mexicans crying, don't make me go back to Mexico. I thought you were proud to be Mexican.
It's not like they're going to a strange land.
Women are like children. They don't know anything. How bad does it have to get before white people wake up?
Amazing. The Fallen State, you can become a member. Support us, the Fallen State, by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Let me go quickly back to Ace out of New York, a first-time caller. So, Ace, who are you?
Yes, sir. A child of God.
Now, that's who you belong to, but who are you?
Oh, man, I thought I had it.
What the?
I don't know how to answer it. I'm not going to lie. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know.
What is it like living not knowing who you really are?
It it was pretty bad for a bit, but it's getting better. It's pretty good right now.
Right on. So here's what I recommend. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingdemand.com. Do you realize that all thoughts are all lies? Have you realized that yet? All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
Even if I make up the thought myself?
Do you create your own thoughts?
Yeah, you sometimes.
Do? And how do you create a thought? How do you tell me the three steps of creating a thought?
Well, first I'll think of what I want, and then I'll create an image in my head.
And how do you do that, though? How you think of what you want? How do you come up with a thought? And then how do you create the thought? What do you do to create the thought?
Oh, like so before those two steps?
Yeah.
There's like a, I guess you could say I get, I look back at, I get like a feeling. It's like a feeling of what I want.
But how do you create the feeling?
I think that my immediate thought is to say that it's like a reference from my past. Like I'll pull ideas from my past.
And how do you do that? How do you create the past thought?
The past? That's where it gets like a tricky. I don't know.
So, but why do you think you create your thoughts and you don't know how you do it?
I just use my conscious in the moment mind to, it's sort of like how I'm lifting up my hand now. I don't really know why I do that, but I just decided to do it. I guess that was based on a thought.
But even lifting your hand is not by your own will that you lift your hand. The Father created that, but because of time, tell me, how do you create a thought? What are the first step, three steps of creating a thought?
Okay. Fair enough. I don't know. I'll look at the past and then those other two steps I gave. And
do you have a past?
Yeah.
And where is it?
Where is it?
Yes.
In my head. In my head, pretty much.
Your thought is in your head? Your past is in your head?
Yeah.
So like how do you, if it's in your head, how do you have a past?
I mean, like, the past has to exist, right? Like,
where is it?
God's treasure box. I don't know. It's not. It doesn't exist. It's
so like why it, do you think all, it exists when it doesn't exist?
Because something has to come from something, right?
Nothing from nothing, lead nothing. You gotta have something. Why do you think you have a past when it doesn't exist anywhere but in your mind?
Because. Just how I've lived my life.
And why are you living a false life like that, thinking that you have a past and you don't?
I don't know if it's a false life. I wouldn't call it false.
Well, where is it then? If it's real, where is it?
It's like some physics light and stuff, you know.
What? It's
tricky. You know, it's like, you know, speed of light. You look at the sun, the light.
But where?
Like 10 minutes.
But where's the past, though?
Where is it? I don't know if there's a location for it.
But then why do you think you have one there?
I don't want to waste your time, but I'll just say I don't know. I would refer to physics.
Do you have a future?
right?
Do you have a future?
Now, that's tricky. That's a lot more tricky. I don't think that's really like, no. Well, everybody's got a future, but I think the future is purely a conceptual thing. It's even less solid than the past.
And so why do you believe that you have a past if you know that you don't have a future? You can't, if you never thought about having a future, there's no way you can think that you have a past.
Okay. I hear you.
No, that was a question.
Oh, that was a question?
Yes.
I hate to ask Jesse, but could you repeat that one more time?
You see that you don't have a future, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you see that you don't have a past either?
My mindset is that everything comes from something, right? So
why do you believe your mind when your mind is always lying about everything?
Because sometimes it says good stuff.
The mind never says anything good. It pretends to be telling you something good, and then it makes you happy, and the moment you get happy, it tells you something bad.
Yeah.
Well,
but
mess.
If I don't got my... Yeah. Yeah, it's a mess, yeah. But...
So I recommend you start doing the silent thought and let those thoughts pass, Ace. And then don't let your mama back in your life. She's going to rip you off. And you think what she did before was bad, it's going to get worse. But just don't be angry at her, but be done with her.
Damn, what do you... I hate to take up a little bit more of your time, but what do you mean by be done? Like, how should I... What do you recommend?
That don't let her live with you. Don't live with her. Don't give her money. Don't... If you want to visit once in a while, maybe, or if you want to call once in a while, but because you want to do it, but not out of innocence of guilt, and don't fall for her lies that she loves you and she want to be with you and she care and she called every day. That's control. She wants to control you again.
Oh yeah, trust me, I believe that. I believe that.
Do you need a mama?
No, I don't think so. I mean, she's my situation is that, my parents, instead of, taking care of me, they've been more taking from me, and it's almost like I was taking care of them. So I really don't need.
What do you mean taking from you?
You know, I'm always like giving money to them. Well, I won't say always, but there have been moments in my life when I was still, trying to, you know, make my way in the world. And, you know, they just ask for like a lot of money for rent or whatever. And I just give it to them because I'm so grateful.
Your father and mother?
Really just my mom. My mom is like it's like a matriarchy, you know, like she's the only one working. My dad doesn't work.
Does he live with your mother?
Yes, sir.
So, listen, don't give her another dime, nor him. You don't owe them anything. Zero. The only thing you owe them is not to resent them. But don't give them any money, man.
Yeah, I gotta be careful. I think I got no issue giving money to, denying my mom money, but like sometimes I do feel like a little pressure to give my dad, but he doesn't really ask.
Don't give him a dime. You know, you didn't tell them to have you. They decided to make a baby. They were supposed to take care of you, and you didn't make any agreement as a baby. If you take care of me, I'm gonna take care of you. You don't owe them anything.
I love that. Yeah, I got to remember that.
And so that guilt you have is not you. Don't call that guilt you. It's evil. Don't fall for it. It's not love.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't give them a dime.
I will not.
All right, do the side of prayer and let me know how it goes, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ace, good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Jesse. Have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super, super, super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Jack B on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. The Devil Kingdom, devil emoji, purple, is built on fear and doubts. Very generous, Jack B.
Amazing. Thank you. That's true.
BQ from Patient Riot.
Why does violence happen?
Violence is force. The universe is the force. Use the force, Luke. Winky face emoji, smiley emoji.
Okay.
Seems a little nonsensical to me, but maybe I'm just shallow.
thank you. Riot. I don't understand that, but thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
And pardon me, Lin Yan Chin, for the extra syllables. Heidi says, because we are making identities out of our thoughts.
That's a response to a different question?
I don't know. It might be. It could well be.
Why does violence happen? She says what?
Because we are making identities out of our thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you, Heidi. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
Marcus G. with a couple of super chats. The Bible clearly states that Jesus was the Son of God and was our brother as well. Religious thumpers always trying to interpret their nonsense. 100 emoji.
It's so amazing. You remind me of something else by saying that. Christ even said we are brothers. We are joint heirs of the Father. And what I have, you have it too, because we are brothers. Isn't that amazing? But they still want him to be God. What the? Amazing.
Marcus G. with his follow-up super chat. Jesus made it clear and simple for us to understand everything, but the devil in you wants to complicate and interpret everything he said. SMH, shaking his head emoji.
I rest my case. That's enough to make you want to shake your head, that's for sure. And they don't even know that the devil is interpreting the Bible for them. They really believe that they are doing that. What the? Oh, the Holy Spirit doing it, they say. Holy Spirit, I'll never tell you God was, that Jesus was God. What the? Thank you, though. Very good point.
Caesar or Cesar, three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. If Jesus is God, he should be all-knowing. And if he's all-knowing, why does Jesus say this to his disciples when they asked him about the end of the age? Matthew 24:36, NIV. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
Wow. Bible Thumper Thursday. Eat that, Derek. Egg on your face.
Is he talking in your ear right now?
No, you're right.
Nice. Eric H. with five coffees. The wedding dress is white. All females claiming abuse have sex out of wedlock. Unless you seek what's right, you'll always find the wrong person.
I rest my case. And ladies, you can't blame the man if he beat you. That's what you want. That's why you married him. And then that's why you stay with him. You love the pain of being beat. And you cry. And then he say, I'm sorry. Now you laugh. And then he beat you again.
Beat me once, shame on you. Beat me twice, you're not going to beat me twice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Groovy Psycho 1, I need to ask for a favor. I have a court case / trial tomorrow, and I need all the prayers, well wishes, hooping and hollerings, ooh la las, como televus, and goods that I can get. Heart, praying, boomerang, football, love, Groovy.
Amazing. Well, Groovy, I pray that God's will be done, whatever that is. But I do encourage you, have a wait and see, because the devil's going to work your mind overtime telling you how it's going to turn out. Don't believe it. Let those thoughts pass, and have a wait and see. All right? I wish you well with that.
Ball City, Brandon B., gifted the cookie. Great show over on pilled.net. He said this. Glory to God.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, I feel satisfied. So much better since I laid my burden down. Have you heard the song, I'm Gonna Lay Down My Burden Down by the River?
Perhaps I have.
I think it's an old Negro song.
Yeah, Negro spiritual.
I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside to study what no more. I ain't gonna study what no more. Study war no more. You heard that?
I feel like I've heard it before. I don't know if it's only from you or what.
You've been traumatized.
And heat bought a coffee. Morning, my blue-eyed half-breed. Blue heart emoji. Biblical question answer.
Half-breed. That's all I ever heard.
Okay, all right.
Why does violence happen?
When peace is absent, anger and violence reigns supreme.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Heat.
Yeah, thank you.
Says our Caesar with another coffee. That was really a heartfelt email. My heart goes out to that lady. Laughing faces with tears coming out. I'm just playing, LOL. That lady was trying to make you feel guilty, Jesse, but you didn't fall for that Jesse voice mess.
What a mess. If you are suffering, it's because you want to suffer. That's the only reason you're suffering. It's nobody else's fault but yours. Men or women, it don't matter the color, the race, the money, where you live. If you're suffering, it's because you want to. Amazing. And no one else is to blame. Thank you.
Marilyn says, Jesse, I used to love superhero movies, wanted to write one myself. One day I was writing about the villain. It occurred to me the bad guys were not bad because they loved being bad, just because they loved being bad, but because they saw themselves as victims. A villain is a victim, and they'll burn the world down trying to prove it.
Amazing. Thank you. That's deep.
And from Doug, we don't sell to certain countries because some are high scam areas or shipping is very high.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Estonia included.
Where's Estonia?
It's in, like, Europe somewhere, I want to say.
By who?
By
what country?
Maybe by like Transylvania or some place like that.
No, that Transylvania doesn't exist.
Yeah, huh?
No, it doesn't.
Want to bet? I'll bet you a dollar.
That's in that scary movie.
And I'm a Christian. Yeah, it's a real place.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I learned something new today. I thought it was just in the scary movie with the vampire movies.
Right. He was inspired by Vlad the Impaler.
Amazing.
Another real guy who did that to Muslims, I think. Chirp alerter. Could be totally wrong. Fake history or fake history? Chirp alerter 5000 with a diamond on DLive. DLive is the best chat ever. Emoticon of chest.
Shout out to DLive and thank you. Right on, DLive.
Nick says, it's near Finland, says Doug. Estonia.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do black people live there?
They must, because Doug knows about it.
And Doug Black?
Kind of.
That's out the Doug that work here?
Mm-hmm.
What Doug don't know where no Bostonian is. Doug ain't never left Michigan.
He's been to Germany, I heard.
Yeah, I know.
Doxed. Nick F. bought three coffees. Jesus came to save us from religion, and they made a religion out of him.
I rest my case.
Peeking behind eyes covered by hands emoji, laughing faces with tears, and even sideways scrunched face.
Jesus even rode a donkey into Jerusalem somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He rode a donkey to show that he was no different than anyone else. And they still made a god out of him. What a mess!
And his crown was a crown of thorns.
And they still made a god out of him.
Jelly L, thank you for helping me see the kingdom within me. Hearts emoji on Cash App.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Really.
Anthony L.
And thank you, by the way.
Anthony L. with a wide-eyed shocked sticker emoji on YouTube.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Brian R., Lent is just a practice to pull you out of your thoughts. Do what you want. I'm mixing my Lent with JLP. It will be amazing. The way to understand Catholicism is to see it as Christianity with heavy Jewish symbolism added.
Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
See on Jesse, my boo number three. Oh, I got an additional man.
He got three men
now. It makes three of you. You are always on the top, number one. Every day you're encouraging the weak, pathetic mama's boys. I know you don't judge them, but at some point you got to say, like, to yourself, what a stupid fool. They're not on leadership because they can't lead. They're weak, pathetic. They are easily persuaded by a woman, Cecilion.
But they can't help us, you know, they don't know. That's why you hear the men say, because I didn't know at one time either. I didn't know that. No one ever told me that. I just didn't know. And now that they know, they'll start to overcome. Don't be judging. What the? Thank you, C.I. And what you doing with three men? What? But I'm glad I'm number one.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble. Jesse, your thoughts? I think those who compromise in marriage or relationships causes resentment, lack of focus on one's growth. Because in a perfect union, from God, there is no compromise.
If the marriage is from God, there is no fight. There's nothing you have to do. You never have to make it work at all. It will work naturally because all things that God gives us is already perfect. There's nothing to do but live. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Oh, shout out to the DLive crew, the top supporters. Chirp Alerter 5000, Aries 1, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, 555555565, and the rest of the supporters, Groovy Monkey, Misty, Wolf 336, Cactus Eater Bear. Y'all know who you are. Shout out.
Shout out. Thank y'all very much.
And thanks to the Rumble monthly supporters as well as the YouTube supporters on all three channels, Jesse Lee Peterson, Bond, and The Fallen State.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And thanks, guys.
And help others.
I do believe that's all. Oh, Derek says with three coffees, the devil is a tailor. And you cannot approach God wearing his clothes. You have to drop the identities.
I rest my case.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
And thank you, guys. Now, I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all. I really appreciate your support. Thank you. I don't take it for granted. Nick, a first-time caller. Rick, out of Virginia. The other caller just dropped. I am so out of time. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And the women's forum tonight, so I see y'all later this afternoon, ladies, this evening. And Hake is coming now, and after that, the American Anchor Baby. Take care, folks. Like the videos. Don't forget to like the videos. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit.
and we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Ponchi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Ponchi's coffee.
Thank you, Jesse.